Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
What up?
Ooh, there's a lot of crazy things going on in the world today. Hurricanes here, things going on left and right.
Karma.
Today also marks the 16th anniversary of 9/11.
Yes.
Never forget, our hearts and minds go to all those brave people who risk their life on that very day. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the landscape of everything that's going on, man, it just makes you realize that, hey, man, more than ever, we need to come together as people. When we like this, we separated, but when we like this together, let's bring it together. Let's be great.
Bring it together.
Let's rise up, all right?
Yes. Now,
that being said, got a great show for all y'all today. Later, we sitting down with Reese Witherspoon.
Okay. Love her.
She's going to be talking about her brand new movie, Home Again, and it looks like we got a new Demi Lovato smash alert.
Okay.
But this time it's with a girl.
Oh, go ahead,
smashing somebody.
Totally here for this. Plus, Heidi and Frank are going to be joining us in a bit, but first, let's talk about John Mayer.
Okay, what are you doing?
This dude is the bravest man in America. If 16 years ago, he would have been a firefighter.
What'd he do?
So, basically, he uses social media to shoot a shot with the ladies, right?
Okay.
And this time, he shot a shot with Nicki Minaj.
Oh.
And,
wait, what? Yeah. John Mayer and Nicki Minaj?
Yeah.
I don't
what
see
you
that
mean
at
he
all.
Shot a shot?
Yeah, he's trying to get a Mayer Minaj. He got the ball rolling by tweeting, "I spent an inordinate amount of time per day wondering if Nicki Minaj would like me or not." You know, just playing it safe. He's just putting it out there.
Mm. And that's a player move.
But very player.
Oh, my God.
So guess what happens next, Brad?
What?
She hit him back.
So it did. She responded with, "Would my body be your wonderland?"
Oh. What? Oh, they're already talking. They just letting us have a peek into it to see what we think. They are already together, honey.
Oh, but check game, though.
Oh, God.
John replied, "Please hold losing my This isn't my reply yet.
I don't like him for the queen.
It's something about those songs, though, man.
I thought Beyonce was
about
the queen.
Songs.
Bo, she the queen of rap. And then this one the queen of everything.
There is no
queen. And then
the
Beyonce
queen of rap
the queen
is Queen Latifah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, she my queen.
Okay.
Nah. My queen of rap.
Who your queen of rap?
Nikki.
What about me, bitch?
Hey, you, you are the... You're the king queen.
I'm your
king.
But she talking about current brand. She was
there you go with that current... Are you trying to help me? Because you're not helping me.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Let me tell you how current the bitch is, okay? I'm on Dish Nation for one. I'm on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show for two. I will be on the Hip Hop Honors that I'm taping in L.A. I do shows all around the country with Mariah Carey. I'm on the Rap Game on Lifetime. I'm on Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta on WE TV. I think a bitch is current.
Let's seal the deal. John Mayer.
She shut you down. Ooh. No, I don't want John Mayer, though. John Mayer, come see what this Wonderland doing.
No, okay.
I don't want John Mayer. Y'all need, getting it all messed up.
They were the Wonderland doing.
We need John Mayer to run for Brat's office.
Renee. No!
Moving on, honey. New York Fashion Week, y'all was in full swing over the weekend, and I don't think anyone was having more fun than Miss Leslie Jones.
What'd
she do?
She light up everything.
Yes.
Yeah, let me tell you what she did, Brad, honey. She was front row, honey, at the Christian Siriano show, and one of the models, baby, Miss Coco Rochelle, was, honey, definitely feeling Leslie's energy, tweeting this video with the caption, "Can hashtag Leslie Jones please, honey, be my hype woman at every fashion show and shoot?"
Yes. Oh, my God. I think Leslie just got herself a new job.
Yeah.
Every designer's going to pay her to sit on the front row.
Oh, my God.
And hype up the models.
Now, y'all, we already plead to John, honey. Now, we need to plead to Miss Leslie to come here and hype us up, baby.
Yes, we need, instead of coffee, I don't need that. I need Leslie Jones.
Yes,
hashtag huh. Leslie Jones, come to Dish Nation, girl.
Even if we get a voice put in the cup to where you open it,
Yeah.
Same bitch.
Right. Yeah. Read that tease.
That's right.
Leslie Jones may have been enjoying her Fashion Week, but Jim Carrey was there too.
Oh.
I'm sure y'all are probably wondering what he was doing there, and I don't know. And, well, I don't think he does either. Check this out.
Oh, God.
Wait, tell me, is it true you're wandering the streets? You need a date to the party? What's up?
No. I'm doing just fine. I just, there's no meaning to any of this. So I wanted to find the most meaningless thing that I could come to and join, and here I am.
They're celebrating.
I mean, you gotta admit, it's completely meaningless.
Well, they say they're celebrating icons inside.
Celebrating icons. Boy, that is just the absolute lowest aiming, you know, possibility that we could come up with.
That
what is he talking about?
That was honestly one of the most cringe-worthy moments I have seen in a while.
Yeah.
I feel very awkward watching that. Like,
wow.
What the hell is going on with him?
He went from playing Fire Marshal Bill to burning people in real life.
You know, let me show you something.
So, how would you have reacted, I mean, if you were interviewing Jim Carrey and he would have gave you that type of interview?
Thank you, Carrie. Carry on. Thank you very much. Carry on, Jim Carrey.
You want to take me?
I'm good, Jim. Yeah, we good. We
great
good.
Interview, Jim.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I'm going to try and channel my inner head crack because we've got a smash alert!
Yes. I don't think that was close.
It wasn't even close?
I mean, it was exciting. I'm curious who's smashing.
Oh, you should be, because Demi Lovato has a new girlfriend.
Girlfriend?
Yes, gay Twitter went crazy yesterday.
I'm
all over gay Twitter. Yeah, it went crazy yesterday because she's dating this new girl, apparently. Her name is Lauren Abedini.
Okay, all right.
She sounds like a magic trick, doesn't she? Lauren Abedini.
Abracadabra.
You're right. You're dating her. She was spotted at Disneyland with this girl and with a hand on her butt cheek. And they were holding hands as well, too. But the picture we have is hands on butt cheek.
Oh. Here's what I'm going to say. As much as I would love for this to be true, because obviously Demi Lovato, really hot, and this girl, this Lauren Abedini, beautiful. As much as I would love for that to be, and I'm not saying it's not, but girls do this.
What?
Straight girls, like, do this.
I don't think so. Straight girls don't go to Disneyland and hold hands. Well, maybe they'll hold hands, because that seems like something you do and you go around your Mickey Mouse ears. But to have hand on butt cheek, will be on Disneyland. The strangest thing that I find about this whole story and this rumor that they might be going out with each other is I think that Lauren actually looks a lot like Demi Lovato.
She does.
So is it weird that you're hooking up with somebody who looks like you?
I've always thought that. I've always thought, even when you're looking at a guy-girl combo where you're like, are they... They look like they could be brother and sister.
Well, that's why it's weird, because they look like brother and sister. But when it's you, I mean, if you were dating somebody, a woman...
I'm not my type.
...who looked just like you. I know. I mean, it's weird.
It's
hard to even fathom there's another one out there like you.
Thank you. Is that a compliment? I'm unique and original. Thank you. So sweet.
But if you were to walk around the corner and says, hey, this is my new girlfriend, Frank, and it was someone who looked just like you.
You would think I'm like major egotistical.
Yes.
Right? You're like, I'm so great.
So I think maybe Demi's more into herself than she's into this Lauren Abedini. I gotta do that until I say her name.
Of course. Well, Margot Robbie just reminded us that we are so old and she is so young. Now, you may have seen this. She's gonna be playing Tanya Harding in the biopic, the Tanya Harding story.
I thought I dreamt that.
So Margot Robbie, when you think about it, Margot Robbie was only 4 when all of this happened, and she grew up in Australia, so it wasn't necessarily on her radar. And she said when she first read the script, she thought it was a made-up story because it was so crazy. Quote, to be honest, when I read the script, I didn't know who Tanya Harding was, and I didn't realize it was a true story. I thought it was entirely fictionalized, and our writer, Steve, was so creative to come up with quirky characters and absurd incidents. So she's like, I don't know. This is real? This really happened? This is insane. It's like, I can relate to, I only knew David Hasselhoff as Knight Rider. But did you know that he's, a huge star in Germany? He's a singer and a huge sensation and an icon in Germany. When I found that out, I was like, wait, what? Knight Rider? And they were like, oh, yeah, yeah.
I just know him as Snapper and the guy who gets drunk and his cheeseburger on the kitchen floor. That's all I know him as. Sorry, Portia. Common is off the market. I know. We'll tell you who he's with after the break.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, we all know that Hurricane Irma is sweeping through Florida right now, causing all types of destruction and havoc. Mm-hmm. And our thoughts and prayers are with the people in the Sunshine State and bouncing it down to the Lone Star State, Texas. Mm-hmm. Our very own Portia went up there to help people and raise money and bring some love.
He will it.
That is so dope for you.
Thank you. Yeah, I had an event on Saturday. I decided to put it together. It's called A Heart for Houston. And I partnered with my family, Hosea Feed the Hungry and Homeless, and we had this day of giving on Saturday. And when I tell y'all, it was amazing. We gave our haircuts. We fed almost 1,000 people.
Nice.
2,000 people came through the building to get things that had been donated.
Nice.
We had gospel performers who came. Mm. But when I tell you, the people of Texas are resilient.
Yeah.
I mean, they were smiling. And they still had hope. And it just really, I came down there to give so much, but
what
I received...
Y'all,
I got so much.
Oh, that is amazing.
There's nothing better than giving.
Shout out to Hosea Feed the Hungry, too.
Yes.
Because they always do something.
Yes.
I'm an ambassador, too, by the way.
Oh, yes. Yes, she is.
Why you didn't bring your truck out there?
You always got to try to steal my shine, girl.
I
didn't. No, I mean, because after I was sitting
you didn't donate nothing, probably.
And that's your hometown.
And then you didn't want nobody to stay at your house. You said your mama had somebody staying at your house, and you didn't want her to let nobody stay at your house, and they were flooded, Gary.
You actually
what's up, Port Arthur?
You're the Joel Osteen of
that's
Port
right.
Is this house?
Well, you know what, Portia, after doing all those great deeds, honey, I do have some bad news for you.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, honey. We know that you and Carmen, honey, had a little chemistry, honey, when he was here, but it's official, Portia.
What?
He's booed up, honey, with lawyer and CNN political analyst Ms. Angela Rye.
Rye.
Yeah.
All right, you know what? All right now.
If I got to lose to somebody, let me tell you, I will lay it down for Angela Rye. This woman is phenomenal.
Yes, she is.
Well, let me tell y'all, baby. Now, there's been some speculation about them dating for a few weeks, honey, but they have confirmed their coupledom to the world on Saturday night on the red carpet of the Creative Arts Emmy.
With them being so intellectual like that, I'm sure their conversations is fire.
Oh, my God. Yes. You already know it is.
Anyway, y'all, honey, and along with his new bae, honey, Angela, Carmen had another lady just by his side.
Who?
And guess who she was?
Who?
Miss Emmy.
He won an Emmy?
Yes, honey, Carmen won the Emmy, y'all, for his song.
Congratulations, Carmen.
Documentary film 13. Now, Carmen is just one award away, y'all, from the distinguished status of EGOT. Y'all know what that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony. Y'all. Now, he's yet to win a Tony, so congratulations, Carmen. This is what bothered me. Now, Miss Angela, y'all, now, she went on Instagram, honey, and, you know, she posted how proud she was of her man, and she also wrote this. I'm thankful for his tremendous example of humility, leadership, kindness, and creativity. May we all, honey, be inspired to hashtag work woke, hashtag he's so dope, hashtag he's just the beginning.
Uh-huh.
That's too much. I would not go through all that. Oh, hashtag he's my man. Oh, hashtag he's so dope. I wish the hell I would. No, you don't do all that.
Gary, you don't know how to use
that's
Instagram.
That's because you're a bitter old woman from Martha's Vineyard. And we got a big congratulations to Sloane Stephens, who won the U.S. Open Women's Final in straight sets.
Go ahead, girl.
Yeah, this is the 24-year-old's first Grand Slam title. And during the U.S. Open Championship press conference, she was asked this.
But having done this once, does it give you a hunger to win another slam, to do this again, feel this feeling again?
Of course, girl. Did you see that check that lady handed me? Like, yes. Man, if that doesn't make you want to play tennis, I don't know what will.
I mean, the brutal honesty in which she displayed in that video, we need to see more of that in sports.
Yeah. Like, girl, did you see that check, girl?
Right. No, when she called her a girl, I knew it was real. She said a girl.
She kept it all the way 100, girl.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, you know, just seconds away from her.
Right. Like, girl, did you see that check, girl? Let me tell you, girl.
Well, coming up, we dish with America's sweetheart. No, not you, Gary. I'm talking about Reese Witherspoon coming up next. Who doesn't love a good Reese Witherspoon rom-com, right? Well, she's at it again with her latest film, Home Again. And our friend Andrew Freund sat down with Reese in the cast of the movie.
If you were to describe what type of film this is, what type of movie is it?
It's this woman at a crossroads in her life. She's being pursued by a 25-year-old guy and also her ex-husband. But also she's just trying to figure out what the next chapter of her life looks like. And it's, the next chapter is not necessarily defined by a relationship.
Alice is newly separated. Loser.
She's so intense.
No, I'm not.
You have and I've got this thing about you, and it's super impressive.
You seem to be handling everything really well.
Alice doesn't know what she wants.
Brutal.
Do you remember the first Reese movie you ever saw, and how did it make you feel?
Legally Blonde. Good. I love that.
Very
movie.
Good.
I think...
Walk the line.
I think Election might have been my first, and that is, like, one of my favorite movies ever. Top 10 movie for me. Yeah.
Great. Hey, good for you, man. Hey, good for you, dude.
What was it like seeing your daughter? Well, that first day on set, when you saw her directing, what was that like?
Exciting, thrilling, taking a lot of selfies of the two of us.
Yeah.
Our first day was, it poured. You know how it never rains here, and it poured. And it was, we couldn't shoot what we were planning on shooting. So it was a typical movie day.
And why was this a story that you wanted to tell?
Well, it's a genre that I love, and I knew I wanted to put a woman at the forefront of the story, and I love comedy, and that felt like a good world to be in for my first film. And I just always act out on my birthday. It's like my own personal New Year's Eve, so I just go like, what? And I just reel it back to normal.
Did you watch these?
I did. But only because I was doing a load, and I've been up since 5:30.
What kind of house guest is Reese Witherspoon?
Oh, yeah. My grandmother, like, trained me to be a very good house guest, so I always bring a gift.
Did you guys ever deal with unruly house guests before? Have you ever dealt with that in your own?
They were my unruly house guests. They lived with me during
the
movie.
You were our unruly house owner.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably be them. We were all equally unruly, but living together, wreaking havoc pretty much every night after work.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Tell me about the two of them. What were they like as house guests?
I mean, John came in and out because John, you know, the ladies love him. He's got to tend to the ladies. He's got his parents in town. Then he's got his uncle and aunt there.
I was staying at my aunt and uncle's. You make it sound like I was out there.
You know, he's an international playboy.
He's a Warren Beatty of our generation.
I was working corners.
Wait, what?
That's how you made it sound.
How much does he go for?
How much do you go for?
I hope you charge.
I actually pay.
Do you
that.
Buy? You pay that.
That's prostitution. You're getting prostitution.
No, I'm mixing this all up. Okay.
I'm not sure you know how prostitution
works. I don't know how it works. Yeah, I do accept Venmo. Do you?
I do.
Okay, great.
You know, why not? Right. If you were going to describe...
And we'll be right back after this.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, and congratulations goes out to the brand new 2018 Miss America, Miss North Dakota.
And this has never been applauded before.
It hasn't.
I don't think Miss North Dakota's ever.
Never, but I will say my favorite from the night was in the talent portion of the contest, and it was Miss Louisiana.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as talent goes, that is a super talent to yodel through a puppet, I guess. I think that...
Yeah.
All right, Heidi, if you were going to be in the Miss America pageant, what would your talent be in the talent competition?
You ready?
All right.
Okay,
all right,
here we go.
Let's...
Thank you. Oh, my God. You guys, stop. So surprising.
I really hope next year some contestant pulls out the harmonica.
Fake harmonica.
The fake harmonica. The air harmonica.
The harmonica. Air monica.
The air monica.
Woodrow provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.